And they're carrying the tiara and the king's crown and the flowers, ready to announce in just a few minutes who our homecoming king and queen will be here at North Huron. Well, Josh, what a game here. We've seen about a third of the plays that Mayville's going to run, and successful, because they just faked that handoff so well, as they always faked that handoff on the right side to 45, Zach Leffler. And if Leffler gets it, he's just tough as nails running the ball for Mayville. But if not, you know it's going to be Jared Hogue faking that handoff in an all-out sprint for the sidelines. And he's been picking up those 5 and 7 and 9 yard carries all night long.
Yeah, that Jared Hogue, the senior, he's a very well-sized quarterback. So when he gets the ball and if he decides to hang on to it, he's got some weight behind him to really plow through the line there. So
I'm wondering if he's related to Rusty Hogue, and Rusty was an old Cass City Redhawk quarterback. There's probably some relation over in that area. So a little shout out to my old buddy Rusty Hogue. And about 9 minutes to go here in the half. And now the Warriors having a heck of a game. I mean, it's a great game to watch, guys. We got another half a ball game to go. Come on here and get in. And, you know, if you wait another 15 minutes, you might get in for free. So, but just make sure you get something at the concession stand. So, great ball game. And the Warriors, I think the key to the Warriors, they're just gang tackling on everything. The pursuit of the North Huron Warriors, the whole team. They're keeping the backside coverage, so they're not going to lose it on an end around at any point. But they're just playing some really strong, solid gang tackling defense.
And some great offense, too. Some great runs.
Yeah.
You had that one that was almost 80-yarder all the way back. Another one for about 50. And then an interception as well.
Well, they've got definitely got some running talent there. Nick Sharamsky, he can run. They've got a number of backs. But Mike Craig, number 19 for the North Huron Warriors. That guy has been on fire. We've watched him spin out of tackles where he should have been taken down 20 yards back, and he's broken. He's got to be close to 200 yards for the night here in the first half of the ball game alone. But in addition to the great running here by the North Huron backfield, I got to give some shout-out here to North Huron Warriors offensive line.
Oh, yeah.
These guys have been getting downfield blocks. Well, you mentioned the one, Josh. It was on the far side of the field. Craig was running the ball, and all you saw, it looked like a kick return. You saw a solid line of North Huron Warriors. Everybody was out there, even the quarterback, getting a block on somebody from Mayville.
Made it all the way to the end zone.
So we're getting a little quiet right now,
yeah,
as you can hear us. We're talking out loud in the booth.
The loud ones.
Yeah. As they announce the homecoming king.
There he is, football player.
And the homecoming queen.
Number 90.
Number 90 getting the crown here for the homecoming king, Brendan Bruce.
Nice looking crown, too. Keep the rain off his head.
Congratulations to Brendan. And I think we're talking a little loud up here, which we usually do during a ball game.
Congrats!
As you heard, everybody got real quiet.
Yeah, they know.
There was more people looking up here than they were looking
up here.
These
jerks up there.
Yeah. So here we go for the queen.
There we go.
And our homecoming queen is announced.
It's a perfect time for the rain to quit, actually. Everyone in their dresses.
And guys, our homecoming queen and king are announced. And I'm going to guess that guys, this is last year's homecoming queen out there crowning our this year's homecoming queen.
Yeah.
And our this year's homecoming queen is Jim. What's that?
Madison
Shumka.
Madison, congrats.
Congratulations, Madison. Beautiful queen and good-looking king and a great-looking court. As the rest of the players head back into the locker room.
There you go. He's been having a good game and a better night. He's the king, Brendan Bruce.
I think they do have the shortest homecoming queen and the tallest homecoming king out there right now.
Look at
what
that.
A cute couple. Awesome. And great job by the family and friends. And how about the North Huron Warrior Marching Band?
Yes, 6-4.
Well, Josh, hey, we're surrounded here. We better be careful what we say. We've got a lot of big, we got a lot of big dudes behind us here. The North Huron Warrior Junior High football team is up here in the tower with us, and they're kind of breathing down our necks. So we've got to make sure that no matter what happens, everything sounds good. But we got Connor Smith, who plays a guard and defensive end, and Christian Brown. Oh, we play my fullback, my positions, fullback and middle linebacker. James Pino, center, nose guard. Dylan Whalen for the corner and a backup fullback. Ty Woodkey is a cornerback and a halfback. Ty, are you that fast?
Yep.
Okay.
No question.
Will Case, running back, backup quarterback and safety. Will, are you that fast? Yeah. Not up here? Oh, he's fast then.
Okay. He's already down there.
And Tyler Moore is the starting quarterback and the backup corner here for the North Huron. Some of our North Huron Junior High football players up here.
The Warriors have a chant?
Oh, you know, and we'll probably be announcing their name in another year or two up here and talking about touchdowns and tackles and everything else, and we can say we remember when.
Yes.
So about 5 minutes to go here in the half. Thanks for joining us tonight. Great ball game here tonight at Warrior Field here in Kindy with the North Huron Warriors hosting the Mayville Wildcats. So stick around, guys, because we've got a real good one here. The Warriors 20, Mayville Wildcats 12. We're going to take a couple breaks here, and we'll be right back after this.
If you're considering either new or additional grain storage facilities, you need to contact DS Services of Cass City right away to start adding additional profit to your bottom line. Make DS Services your top source for grain bins, dryers, and material handling equipment for farm or commercial operations. Whether you need a minor repair or a new grain storage and handling facility, including site design, call DS Services. Their 22 product lines include Stormore grain bins, Honeyville grain handling equipment, and MC and Nico grain dryers. DS Services have been building and maintaining farm and commercial grain storage and handling facilities for more than three decades, so they keep a large parts inventory, provide quality millwright services, crane rentals, and more. Visit DSServicesInc.com or call 989-872-3318. 989-872-3318. Add more profit to your operation by calling DS Services today. 989-872-3318. Farmers Cooperative Grain Company Cass City Store now has convenience lumber such as 2x4 and 4x4s, OSB board, shingles, nails, and decking screws, bag fertilizers, grass and garden seed, and other lawn and garden supplies. And of course, you can order any of your lumber needs for delivery to the Cass City Store at the corner of M53 and Bay City Forestville Road. Farmers Co-op Grain Company is open Saturdays from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. and weekdays 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Farmers Cooperative Grain Company of Kindy, Elkton, and Cass City. City, Michigan's oldest member-owned co-op.
Banking locally has many benefits. If you haven't already, it's time to make the switch to North Star Bank. At North Star Bank, you can enjoy the same financial services at a lower cost. They offer free online banking with mobile banking and bill pay services. And to brighten your financial future, ask about their great new summer CD special. It's 1.15% APY for a 15-month term. If you're looking for a local community bank that looks out for your best interests and provide exceptional customer service and value, visit your local North Star Bank branch today. North Star Bank, guiding the way. Check with your wireless carrier for fees that may apply with mobile banking. Annual percentage yield is effective July 7, 2016. Limited time offer. Bank may end this offer without notice. Requires a minimum of $1,000 to open. Penalty for early withdrawal, member FDIC.
It's the annual open house at Randy's Hunting Center in Bad Axe. Saturday, October 1st. Super one-day only specials on guns, crossbows, archery equipment, and accessories. Darton factory representatives on hand with the latest in archery equipment and crossbows you can demo on site. The Viper SS Camel Crossbow. One of Darton's highest performance, most compact models available. Complete package with bow, quiver, scope, and cocking ropes. Only $499.95. Talk to Ruger factory reps and check out the Ruger custom-made gun exclusively for Randy's. The Ruger American Bolt Action 450 Bushmaster. It's the legal pistol length caliber for a rifle for deer season in Lower Michigan. It's only $499. Ruger LCP 380 compact pistols, starting at $195. Ruger American pistols, only $399. Optic specials like the Leupold VX Tactical Hunter 3x9x40 scope with custom dial for the new 450 Bushmaster. It's only $299.95. That's at the annual open house this Saturday, October 1st at Randy's Hunting Center. Check out the website, randyshuntingcenter.com.
Hi, I'm Randy Brown. Get your best view at Randy's Hunting Center at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 269-GUNS, 989-269-GUNS.
Welcome back to Warrior Field here again, homecoming.